Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 12 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Monday morning here on WPHM. This is Welcome Week. Welcome Week is designed to address the gap that military families often feel trying to settle into new communities because, well, they're always moving around. Joining us right now, the CEO of Blue Star Families, Kathy Roth Duque. Kathy, good morning, and thanks so much for being with us today.
Morning, Paul. Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit more about Welcome Week, what it's all about and how it works.
You know, it's been a hard 20 years of fight, and military families are still in the arena. Part of the military lifestyle many folks don't recognize is that we move frequently, and we're no longer moving on to military installations. We're moving into your community. So 600,000 families actually are on the move every year. They're at risk of feeling isolated, and in fact, only a third of military families actually end up feeling a sense of belonging in the communities where they live. Military families coming in and around Detroit, and there's a lot that neighbors, people in the community can do to just recognize they're there, help them feel welcome so that they can keep up with the big lift they have to do for the country.
You know, this is a great point because I think a lot of times people say, well, you know, what can military families do? What can they do to integrate themselves into the community? How can they join clubs and find organizations? But really, it's incumbent on us as neighbors to reach out to them too, isn't it?
It does. It makes a huge difference. And at Blue Star Families, with the help of a lot of great partners like USAA, we're really trying to make it easy and fun for people to do that. We've got a bunch of ways that you can do that even at home or ways you can participate. Everything from signing a welcome card that we have online where you tell us something you love about your neighborhood, tell us where you are, and we're going to sort those and deliver them to folks so they can see that their neighbors know they're coming and care about welcoming them. We have really fun bracelets people can wear that just signify that you're aware they're in the community and you're kind of a safe person for them to say hello to. But there's also things through the schools, through the workplace that people can do to signal that they care and they want to help welcome you and make a difference. And that can make all the difference in the world for a family who's in your community.
Yeah. What are some other things that we can do as individuals just to be more welcoming to military families that may be moving into our communities?
So, you know, a great thing is just to ask at your school, at the kids' sports clubs, at your church or a social group, are any of the new folks here connected to the military? Find out if they are and then include them because these folks often will not have a single friend or family member in the community to include them in an outing or in a holiday meal. And just that little bit of inclusion goes an enormous way. When we ask people, how many folks do you know in your local community that you can turn to if you have a favor? And take a moment and think about how many people around where you live you could ask a favor for. 30% of military families say zero. Mm-hmm. So just being that person who can, you know, steer them in the right direction when they need a referral can change a little problem from becoming into a really big problem.
Tell us a little bit more, if you would, about Blue Star Families. You've been around over a decade now, right?
We are. We were started by military family members who loved the life, but we also knew we needed help to keep doing it. Over the years, we've grown to be the largest organization that supports military and veteran families. And we do that by being really close to the people themselves, but also close to folks in leadership, telling the story like I'm doing with you right now, and looking for solutions where we can really measure the impact we have. We saw a lot of problems. You know, there's financial security problems military families have, and that's not because the service member salary isn't a good salary, but most families need two incomes. Really hard for those military spouses on the move to get that second income. So getting you integrated in the community helps with that, helping that spouse find that job to help make that family more secure too. And then, of course, some of the challenges that come with being isolated, we know we can short circuit if we build great programming, which Blue Star does through the museums, through the parks program, with reading groups, so much more to help get people connected in their community and feeling like they can thrive in their lifestyle.
Kathy, where can we find out more about Blue Star Families and about Welcome Week?
Well, part of our family is our civilian neighbor, so we'd love folks to come be part of Welcome Week, which you can find at bluestarwelcomeweek.org. You can sign that card, wear that bracelet, join a Blue Star Challenge with us where we're doing some engagements. We'd also love you, just in our chapters or in our engagement at bluestarfamilies.org. There's so much more to learn about, and I think people really enjoy it when they get involved.
All right. Sounds good. Kathy, thanks for telling us about it. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.